Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
It's Halloween, and let's face it, it's Hollywood's biggest dress-up night. Now, the West Hollywood Celebration is one of the largest in the country, if not the world. Sometimes 500,000 folks show up, and celebrity parties abound. One of the best is Kelly Rowland. Her costume couture bash is held at Poppy in West Hollywood. Well, she had it the other night. And joining Kelly at her spooky extravaganza were host of famous faces, including Jessica Alba and her husband Cash Warren. And you know, she's pregnant, and she displayed her baby bump in a stripy top and contrasting camouflage print jacket, portraying teen mother Juno, a character made famous by Ellen Page. Meanwhile, her hubby, Cash, embraced his inner child by donning a Luigi costume. And yes, Jay-Z and Beyonce showed up as Lil' Kim and Biggie, because we all remember when Lil' Kim and Biggie were a couple. And Steve Harvey is finding out Hollywood has changed since he left many years ago to do his show in Chicago. Well, the retooled Steve show premiered on September 5th after a few months of preparation. Well, both the ratings and reviews for the program have been less than stellar. Now, sources close to the show told DailyMail.com they believe the poor numbers reflect a fallout from Harvey's black audience after he met with Trump in January. You know what? Now Steve is turning on the president in a desperate bid to save his show. He recently proclaimed, quote, "Meeting with Donald Trump was the worst mistake of my life," end of quote. Well, I'm glad Steve has finally spoken out about that. But in the meantime, Steve, you know how much I love you, but honey, you're just overexposed. You got about 10 shows on the air. Share the wealth, brother, and maybe some folks will care again. And Katherine Jackson has applied to legally surrender the guardianship of her 15-year-old grandson, Michael Jr., who is widely known as Blanket, along with Tito Joe Jackson. The 87-year-old was left joint legal guardian of the teen and his older siblings, Parents and Prince, following Michael's sudden death in 2009. But the court documents now say that Katherine wants to make TJ, who's 39, the sole guardian of his cousin Blanket. And you know what? She references her age as a reason for the move. Katherine, honey, you have done it better than most, and at 87, yeah, I think it's time for you to take a break and a rest. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.